Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Howdy, howdy, folks. Welcome back to Hoot and Half. I'm your host, Matt King, with my co-host here, Mike Sheffer. And we have a lovely guest here today. It's been nearly a year, I think, the one and wonderful Alicia Marie.
It's been a year.
Has it?
Yeah, it was, Mike.
Whenever Matt introduces someone that we really love, I hear that in my head. I hear like a little audience
yeah,
applause.
Like a,
I'm not like to imagine we're at a TV taping right now. The huge audience, everyone's in their
yes,
feet.
Yes, yes.
Standing ovation for Alicia for
wow,
the folks at home.
Thank you all for coming.
Speaking of like big audiences, you and Remy are going on tour.
You are so good at doing your research, let me just say.
I try.
Oh my God, we are. We're doing four stops. We haven't announced where the other ones are, but we're doing LA next week. Y'all should come.
Oh.
And it's free for people to come, which is sick.
Whoa,
that's
really
cool.
Yeah.
Where
yeah,
are you
yeah,
doing it at?
We're doing it at Novo
oh,
Theater
cool,
in downtown, like LA Live. And then we're also doing Denver, which I think we just announced by the time this one came out. So I'm excited
wow,
to like fly. And like, I feel so bad because obviously, anytime there's opportunities in LA, anyone else outside of LA is like, can you please like come somewhere else? But obviously, when it's like tied to a brand, like we'll just do, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah. And there's two more East Coast stops.
Have you guys done big tours in the past before?
We've only done one when we like first started the podcast.
Okay.
And we did it, I mean, it was still West Coast because we did LA, San Francisco, San Diego, and Arizona. Like it was very just like, you know,
yeah,
testing out the waters and stuff. So we've yet to really like go to the East Coast. I'm really excited.
Are you nervous about live shows?
Not really. I will say I used to back with Girls Night In when it was like, oh, you have to like have a talent. But now it's a little easier because I feel like podcasts, we can just like talk about anything.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you have special guests for any of these stops?
Yeah, we're having guests for each one. The first one, Drew Afualo's coming and I'm very excited. We love her. She's coming.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then for those podcasts, do you guys like prep with your team or is it just kind of a you and Remy thing about what we're going to talk about, what we're going to cover? It's got to be something new that we haven't talked about.
We just had a call with like the whole like creative team for it. And they're like, okay, like this is the run of show we would like, but we want it up to you. And sometimes I like a little more guidelines. Like I'm like, yeah, but like you can't just give me a stage and say like 30 minutes, do what you want to do. I'm like, tell me what you want. Do you
yeah,
want like
yeah,
a Q&A? Do you want like a game? Like, what's the vibe? Like, you know.
Are you going to have a screen with like stuff that you have to prepare, like a backdrop of pictures and stuff you're going to bring up?
Yes. But the other part of me is like, I don't want it to make it more complicated than it needs to be
yeah,
because then it's off and then it feels like an awkward like sermon or something.
Can we get
like,
slide two yeah, up here actually, guys?
Oh,
nope,
sorry, can
wrong
we go
slide,
back?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. So I'm like, I don't know if that'll make it more complicated, but we're doing like little segments. And yeah, I'm actually really excited.
Oh, I'm so thrilled for you.
Yeah,
what,
thank you.
You've had a busy day today. Where did you just come from?
I had a call. I got a new contact at Meta. So we had like a kickoff call.
Oh,
really
I just
exciting,
did a little brand deal with Meta for
oh
the
God,
Ray-Ban glasses.
Okay, wait. Kind of obsessed.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Like,
the video quality is insane. Because in my head, like, you know, Snapchat spectacles,
yes,
when that was
yes,
a thing.
Yes, no one remembers that.
Oh, God. But Snapchat spectacles, all respect to Snapchat and the technology they made at the
they
time.
They were ahead of their time.
It was
yeah,
kind of like the video quality. I don't know. It felt like it was like a Motorola Razor.
Yes.
It was also the
it,
aspect ratio was a circle.
Yes.
Like where,
yeah,
where are we uploading this?
No. Oh my God, I forgot it was a circle.
Yeah.
I remember we took those snowboarding and like I thought in my head it was so cool and it like it really wasn't.
Yeah.
But the glasses, I will say, we had them at Coachella and I was like, I just got the best footage. I took a photo.
Oh yeah, and it's so great, like the little AI that you can just ask it like questions. Like it saves a lot of like Googling time.
Wait, I didn't know that.
Oh, you can ask it anything.
Oh my
and
God.
It will like give you all the information you need without having to like whip out your phone and do it.
Oh my
and
God.
And you
that's
hear
crazy.
It just right in your own ear. No one else kind of hears it. It's very, very faint. And I realized it was kind of fun over Easter, like filming. It sounds weird, me filming a little child, like my niece with it, because when you have your phone out, little kids these days, they know they're like being recorded
yeah.
and instantly they're like, give me the phone, give me. Or like they kind of start holding back.
It.
You
yeah.
capture just like really great candid moments.
Yeah, like home videos. I will say it's funny because they had glasses a few years ago and it didn't show it was recording. Where now the newer ones, there's like the flashing light, which makes sense for
yeah.
safety reasons.
Yes.
But it is funny. Like, imagine being at a party and someone looks at you and it's just like flashing. Like, I'd be like, what
it's
the
like
fuck?
Your own body cam. You're just
yeah.
like, okay, I guess I'm being recorded now.
Yeah, it is weird. But I will say, like, the quality was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I really, but yeah, I accidentally took photos instead of recording. So in my head, I'm like getting this dope footage.
Yeah.
Oh, and it was only a photo? Oh, no.
My little hack, though, with it, once again, guys, this is not an ad. It's just such a fun product. Put your hand up to like the lens
see
and there's a little light on the inside and you can see if that's on, it's like recording.
Okay.
So I was always kind of like cupping my
did the pictures come out good at least?
They did,
okay.
But like but like no.
Yeah. And you gotta make sure if like you're wearing a hat, you gotta kind of like have it a little bit up. Cause I was like walking around and just you could see
you
my
see
hat around. I'm like, oh boy. Are you but one thing with me, I'm terrible about keeping up with sunglasses though. Like I lose them like crazy.
Oh, I'm pretty good. Without losing them. I lose them in my house, but I know they're in my house.
Yeah.
You know
okay,
I mean?
There you go. I'm just sunglasses. Whenever I treat myself to like a nice pair, I'm like, I hope I can keep these.
Yeah.
Wait, there was a question I had. Oh, you went to Coachella. You didn't lose any phones or camera or anything. Have you lost like phones and cameras in the past? And like, have there been like a memory card in your past that
no,
you've never gotten
literally,
back?
Literally. Okay, so I used to never see me as this person, but when 2 years in a row, a few years ago, I lost my phone. Well, okay. I said it was stolen. My drunk ass, like, put it on the ground for a photo, and I'm pretty sure I just forgot. And walked off. I'm like, someone stole it out of my back pocket. In reality, I like, have a distinct memory of, like, putting it on the ground, and I'm sure I just left it. So that was my bad. And then after that, I learned, oh, always bring, like, if you ever have any old phone, like, bring it with you.
Yeah.
So that way you don't have to go to the AT&T store or, like, Verizon or whatever, because you can just, like,
good point.
So I have one that I use for like work and like socials and stuff. So I was like, okay, so I brought that. And of course, when I bring it, I don't need it. But if I didn't have it, I'm sure I would lose my phone.
I always just trade up though. Like I always like trade in the old phone
yeah.
to like, you know, make the price a little low. But I guess it's good just to hold on to.
At least one. I mean, at least with like, if you have a track record of losing things,
yes.
I would do that.
Or you can just get like an iPhone 12
yes.
for like $100. You know, you
yeah.
don't need to get a brand spanking new one.
Exactly. Because
yeah.
half the struggle is like, oh my God, now I have to go to the store. And then it's like your whole morning and there's a huge line.
Yeah.
And then last year, I lost my little vlog camera.
Oof. Painful.
And the horrible thing is like day one, I was good. I think it was day two or day three. No, it was day three that I lost it. And day one, I imported footage. But day two, I didn't.
Oh.
So when I lost it, and again, I was like, so drunk. So I was just like, I had this coming. Everyone was like, because I didn't even have a wrist thing for it. I just like was holding it.
Yeah.
And I should have learned. So now.
But so it's out there. Somebody like has that damn memory card.
I even said, I was like, if anyone finds it, can you just send me the footage? Like there was nothing bad on it. But like
yes.
in my head, I was like, I just want it to upload. Like just send me the footage. You can have the camera. I will pay you. And no one hit me up for that. So I'm sure someone just sold it or something.
Yeah.
But
I have a big thing about like lost and found stuff. There was one time I was on a ski trip with a friend and he found a GoPro and he was like, free GoPro. And I'm like, but that's somebody's GoPro, all of their memories are on it. You
yep.
can't just take that.
No, nope, I know.
A good thing to do that people say is, and I've done this too with cameras, is you film yourself so that there's footage saying, hey, this is my camera. This is how you get in touch with me. You leave your phone number, your email, and just have that be like the first thing on your memory card. Never delete that in case your footage gets lost. They could find
what?
You. Yeah. Because like, you could write your name on it, but like if
yeah.
they Google you, there's another name, whatever. But yeah, that's a good
hack.
Well, for
our cameras this year, we put AirTags on them. Which
oh.
in reality, okay, if like even when someone does steal your phone, if I see it, I'm like not going to go get it. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, I'm like terrified. So it's
right.
like, I guess, yeah. But yeah, I didn't lose anything this year. It was a big accomplishment.
But it looks like you had a great Coachella. There was one thing that you did post about that I thought was so cool. I love little like small world moments. You ran into
a student.
Oh my God, a student.
A drum
yes.
student.
Tell us about it.
Oh my God. So I feel like I talked about it and we've talked about music and stuff before. So yes. To me, I'm like, everyone knows, but I forget that some people don't know. But I did have a job before influencing. My mom was in charge of like, she's a music teacher for years. So at our old elementary school, she oversaw the whole music department. It was just drums and guitar, like after school for elementary kids. And that was my first job with Ashley, my sister. She was like, okay, you guys can like start leading it. I'll oversee it. But Alicia, you take the guitar players 1 year, Ash takes the drums, or we would do both depending how many the like, kids are signed up. And one of the kids, his name was Caleb. I met him when he was like in second grade. The most, you know, when you're just like, damn, like you're a genius.
Yeah.
Like you are so talented. I don't have to teach you anything. So that's why I'm like, I can't take full credit for teaching him because he just had naturally had it. His dad was a musician, is a musician. And yeah, I just knew he was going to go far in life. Like I just always knew. And like, literally he'd be like, he was like so short, like on the drums being like, like crazy. And I'm just like, this is, I can't teach you anything. Yeah. I taught him how to read music. So that's pretty much it.
You're like, this kid's better than me. Hey, can you teach me how to do that?
Like, I know. Yes. I'm like, hey, I'll teach you how to read a 16th note, but can you teach me how, what you just did? So yeah, he just naturally very, very, very talented. And it was really cool. Cause I just remember being like, damn, I hope he goes far. We came from like a smaller town in like Southern California. And then slowly but surely, my mom's always been in touch with his mom. And I heard he was like, you know, doing stuff in LA and playing for people. And then I saw in his story last year, he played for La Seraphim, which is a huge K-pop group.
Oh yeah.
And I was really excited. And Mariah was, her friend was a dancer for the group. So we all went there.
Whoa.
And we were like, wow, this is really cool. And then this year, or last year he was playing for Don Toliver too. And there's like one of his big songs with is like a guitar solo. So I was just like, oh my God, that's Caleb. Like, this is crazy.
Wow.
I know. And then this year he played for T-Pain.
And then, this kid is booked and busy.
No, he's booked and busy. And I'm so proud because, again, I did not teach him. But I'm just like, yeah. Oh, my God.
He played a part in, you know, getting him to where he's at.
How did the paths cross?
We've just, like, followed each other on Instagram
Okay, so you were sort of keeping up with each other. It wasn't like, I haven't seen this kid since second grade.
Yeah. No. Because I was in high school when he was in second grade.
Okay.
Man.
But yeah, no, I know.
I know, it makes you feel old.
Maybe
like...
middle school, but high school, like at least eighth grade, wow. Ninth grade is when I was teaching him. But yeah, no, it was really cool. So I was like, oh my God, you're going. Cause he said he was playing for T-Pain and Megan. And then, yeah, I was an artist and he like comes up and I was like, oh my God. And then it was funny cause Rem was like, oh, like, do you want a photo? And I was like, yeah, I like didn't even think about that. And then she like filmed a video. So I was like, oh my God, mom, like this is crazy. I just like sent it to my mom. And then later I was like, oh, I should post this on like on TikTok. It's funny.
It was so wholesome.
It's so crazy.
It's just, yeah, such an incredible full circle moment to like experience. I love that. And okay, wait. I know we've talked about Coachella enough. You probably have talked about it enough. But you just went on a great trip with Remy and your sister and your mother's. You went to Japan and Korea.
Yes.
How was it?
Amazing. You've been, you know.
Yes.
It's literally
y'all
amazing.
Y'all did the damn thing. No. You guys like did it very, very well.
We love it. And I will say it was really cool because a year ago I went with her family, like her parents. And then I always kept thinking, I was like, I'd love to bring like my parents here or Ashley here. My parents never like went on vacation growing up ever. Like they would like, we would go visit family, but never like a proper vacation. So I was just like, oh, I'd love for them to experience like a whole different country without any like reason to go other than just tourism, you know what I mean?
Japan is one of those countries, and South Korea as well, where it's like you wish everybody could experience it, but like it's still for people who like don't travel that much, especially for our
like,
parents.
Yes.
It seems like very like out of their world for them to like one get there. They're not sure of how it's really in their mind and what it's really like in person, and you just want to like just take them there.
No,
to do
and
it
was like the best. Like money ever spent, like it was so wholesome also. And it was funny because when we came back, we were trying to talk to Pretty Basic. We were talking on our podcast about the trip and we're like, nothing crazy happened. It was just wholesome. Like,
and that's the way it should
be. It was just wholesome.
And
just
to go
really
somewhere,
good.
Like you said, without having it be like a wedding or like a holiday, like a family trip where the goal is just to have a good fucking time.
Yes.
Like we're not here to like, oh, we got to get to the wedding. We have to get to the venue. We have to do this. Like, travel is fun, but without an agenda, it's just like, oh, this is a dream.
Exactly. Yeah. And like, again, those places are so safe, so clean. Like, it's just such beautiful culture. Like, truly, I was just like, I can't believe I'm here with you guys when like a year ago, I just like thought that'd be so cool, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was really awesome.
And you guys got to go to Tokyo Disneyland.
We did. Have you been?
No.
Oh my
God, it's
all
on my TikTok. Like, I'm not a Disney adult, but I'm always like very Disney curious. My algorithm is always showing me Disney stuff.
I love Disney.
Especially Tokyo Disney. It looks like it's like next level because it's... Oh, I learned this recently about Tokyo Disney, that technically Disney does not own Tokyo Disney.
Which is why they have a different Tower of Terror.
Yes.
Like, it's different because the rights, I don't know.
It's like licensed to them, but they develop like their own technology for like the rides and stuff.
I don't know exactly, but yes, it is a little different that way. Highly recommend going. Also, it's like a few train stops over. It's not far at all.
Okay, good. Because like that's a whole thing when you're planning already an international trip. And if you want to like tie in a Disney trip, I always just get so anxious about it because I'm like, it's already such a schlep to get down to
Anaheim.
And
it's a whole day. It's like, oh my, yes.
You got to commit to it.
Oh my God. It would be like going to... taking a train to Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, okay, like a few stops, boom, you're there. So easy. It's so big because they have so much land there. Like, Disneyland there, it's just like here, but twice as big. Different even than Orlando. Like, I don't know how to explain it. The food is all so good.
Oh, that's
like, you can just go for the food.
Yeah.
It's
there
crazy.
Was like, I swear, like, I see, like, there's like 8 different flavors of popcorn and stuff. Like, they take so much pride in, like, the food there. They're not skimping at you out on anything.
And if you're only going to do one, I'd highly recommend Disney Sea, which it doesn't feel as Disney. They have, there's like this bear character called Duffy who... is here haunting us.
Something fell back on stage. It's only us four in the room.
Like, oh,
we got a surprise guest for you. We got Hillary Duff.
I'd scream.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Home Chef. Now, these days, it can sometimes feel like there's not even a price difference between eating out and staying in. And to make matters worse, there's so many unhealthy options out there for you to sift through. But Home Chef can help you save money and eat healthier with fresh, delicious meal kits delivered straight to your door. Home Chef delivers fresh ingredients and chef-designed recipes conveniently to your doorstep to simplify your cooking experience. Users of leading meal kits have rated Home Chef number one in quality, convenience, value, taste, and recipe ease. Whether you prefer classic meal kits with pre-portioned ingredients, quick 30-minute recipes, oven-ready options, microwave meals, or a dedicated family menu, Home Chef has everything you and your family need for hassle-free, delicious dinners. Home Chef has over 30 options a week and serves a variety of dietary needs. Plus, it's economical. Home Chef customers save an average of $86 a month on groceries. And when meal planning ends up on the back burner, check out Home Chef's new 5-ingredient meals that simplify the prep with super easy recipes, step-by-step, using just 5 fresh, pre-portioned ingredients. So for a limited time, Home Chef is offering our listeners 50% off and free shipping for your first box, plus free dessert for life. Go to homechef.com/hoot. That is homechef.com/hoot for 50% off your first box and free dessert for life. Homechef.com/hoot. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert. Now, back to the episode.
we just keep her back behind the
curtain. Imagine. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Just make a sound when you're ready.
Oh, my God. I'm dead. But, yeah, it's less Disney feeling. Like, the characters are there, but it's very different. It's very European.
Disney Sea.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it has, like, that kind of Mediterranean vibe. Yes. Or there's, like, the big water, like, around and stuff. Okay.
And it's cool.
Wait, did you do the Beauty and the Beast ride?
No.
Oh, you did it.
I wanted to. I will say we went with my niece and nephew because we have family in Tokyo. So, like, we took her to the little bippity boppity boutique. Like, I was in aunt mode. Like, I don't even know. I think we went on one ride and it was a kid ride. Like, but like, it was so wholesome. And I was just like living my life through them. Oh. I'm like, we have to have the princess this and like do all that stuff. So it was really sweet.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Did you go by the Betamax ride?
The what?
It's called
Baymax?
Like the half, or Baymax. Yeah. Baymax from Incredible Hero. What's it called?
Big Hero 6.
Big Hero 6. But there's like a cult following with that ride out in Japan.
So I didn't, but I did go to the place where I got a Baymax burger. And it was a bao bun instead of bread.
Oh,
it was really good.
It's so good in Japan too.
Yeah, it was really good. Not gonna lie.
Did you prefer Korea or Japan? One or the other? I mean, they're so similar, yet so different at the same time. And I'm not saying one is better than the other.
No, you can't compare them, which I feel like is the hard part. It's so hard. I will say I've only been to Seoul and I've only been to Tokyo. My next time I go, I really want to venture out and go to like Busan in Korea or go to Kyoto. I haven't even been to yet. Oh. Like, so there's other places where I'm like, I know I can't even compare them because I've only been to the major cities. Like, there's so much. Yeah,
You'll do them next time.
And I will.
And you, do you have any other countries that are on kind of like your bucket list that you want to hit or experience?
I've never been to Australia, but I have a huge, huge fear of spiders. So part of me is like, fine.
Yeah, the insects out there. No, like, there's even like poisonous snakes, I feel like.
At one point
quarter.
I was like, I have arachnophobia. Like I like would cry if I saw a spider, which I've overcome that a little bit. But
how do you overcome it?
I don't know. I just like now if I see a baby one, I'm like, okay, I got this and I can kill it. But before I would like cry.
What if somebody like had a pet tarantula?
Oh, like, I don't like that.
A tarantula, like, in
I don't
your
like
hand?
That. I don't like that.
If it was somebody's pet, though, they're like, oh, it's...
I'd be like, why?
Yeah.
Me right now, I'm like, like inching towards the edge. I don't know. I just, ooh, yeah, this freaked me out.
I know we see all the content of like someone will take a broom and there's a spider the size of like a small animal.
Yeah.
Is that really happening like everywhere? Or I feel like, is that out in like the woods of Australia? But if you go to like Sydney, it's just like a regular city, right?
I don't know. That's the thing.
I can't just imagine there's some modern day metropolis.
Called, like, giant clock
they still
spiders.
Get around.
But these... like a spider the size of like a small dog.
We went to an aquarium and I saw a massive crab and I freaked out because to me I was like, that's just a water spider.
Oh yeah.
Like that's just a spider underwater.
Do you like to eat crab?
I do, but the time after I ate crab, I was like, ooh, I kind of like got grossed out. I'm like, oh, but I it's so fucking good. But yeah, they freak me out. They really do. It's the legs. I've yet to go to Spain, and I've heard wonderful things.
Same.
Barcelona,
highly recommend Spain.
Really? I've heard wonderful things.
Have you done Portugal as well?
Yes. Also incredible.
Oh, my God.
They know what they're doing over there.
No, like, I really...
Food, incredible. Vibes, unmatched. It's just people just living a good fucking life out there. Yeah.
I also would love to go to Ireland, which I just found out. My sister and her boyfriend are going next year for a wedding, so I was like, I will be there. Like, That's one of those places, that in Switzerland too. So definitely more like.
Yes. Switzerland's beautiful. I want to experience it though, like in the summertime or springtime, like proper sound. Well, I think Sound of Music is Austria, but it's like the Swiss Alps. It's in that region. I've only seen that in the snow, which is still beautiful, but I want to like have a picnic.
But you have to do both. You have to do spring or summer and winter. Like you need both.
Yeah.
You know?
Those are all great places that you mentioned. Ireland I've been to.
Oh my God.
Also, fantastic.
Okay, I'll ask you for Rex.
Oh my God.
Because I'm not going for the wedding. I'm just going.
You're going to have the best time in Ireland. I feel like that's a very Alicia-coded type of place.
Even like, well, my mom is adopted, so I still don't really know fully what we are, but I do know I'm Irish and Swiss.
You're going on a genealogy tour. Yeah.
Right?
We're going to find out your roots.
I'm like, yeah.
But yeah, Spain, Portugal, Ireland, three of the best places I've ever been.
Have you been to Africa?
No, but that's, Ashley went.
Yeah, I've been Africa curious lately.
I would love to go.
Because we just did like the Four Seasons in Thailand, which was awesome. But like, I was like, where are all of the other like Four Seasons? And then there was one that's like in Africa that looks incredible.
In Cape Town?
I think it's like in Mozambique.
Okay.
But they have like a really awesome like a watering hole where like different animals will come out while
is
you're
that
in the pool
one where they can
stuff.
Come in through? Yes.
Yes. Like,
oh,
you
I didn't
can
know
be
the
in the
seasons.
Pool and like look out and it's
wow.
rhino hour. And they come out and it's like giraffe hour. And
oh, that's
like,
insane.
That's pretty sick.
I'd like to do
that. Yeah, I'd love to go. Oh my God.
They have a safari here in California. Do you know about that?
No.
It's called like Safari West, I think. And it's basically like they've taken over this whole compound. I think it's like a little bit north of here, but it's like a very bougie, like high-end expensive thing. But you basically get to stay in like a little hut, a cabin. There's like 30 of them on the premises. And it's a full-blown safari just in the middle of California. They got rhinos, they got giraffes, they got zebras.
How do they
like, got
and they're happy?
That's what I was like, how do they like
the rhinos, you can literally pet them. They're
hell
like,
no, I'm not petting a rhino.
Is it like a sanctuary?
Yes.
Like they like rescued them?
Yeah, and I think they use it to like raise money for like other places that
good.
Need the help. But they make it feel like you're in just like the middle of, I've never been to Africa, but they make it feel like it's you're in
is
the middle
still
of a,
like a proper food chain going out there. Like, are like the animals attacking
I think it's like
animals?
Really high end and like they know what they're doing. It's all conservationists and like real serious people taking care of the animals.
Wait, did you say they're are there tigers?
I don't know if there was tigers or lions,
wait,
but there was like,
I just saw that. Sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead. Go
How
ahead.
Dare you? This is our show.
I just saw on, I think it was Instagram. It showed how like, you know how a lot of animals are colorblind?
Yes.
We see a tiger and it's orange. It said a deer sees it as like, it's like green. Like it blends in like crazy. Look it up. I'm not kidding. It blew my mind because I was like, holy shit. Like,
oh, whoa. So that's like a defense mechanism on like the way of the tiger, is that it just blends in completely. Yes, like, so those poor deer can't
I know.
I think that's the point of the, like, why they evolved.
Why have they had that distinct color to them?
Yeah, like, this is what I did. You can just go and pet the rhinos.
Okay.
It's a little intimidating and, like, scary, but they make you feel so, like, safe and at peace. And, like, just, I've never seen a giraffe in my life. And seeing a real giraffe just, like, kind of walking around.
Oh, they're big.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a giraffe give birth?
The videos, yes.
Yeah, there was that one recently.
And it comes out like this, and then it's just standing. I'm like, what?
That drop from like out of that giraffe's uterus out onto the floor.
It's like out of a second story window.
And they come in, bam, right into the world.
Yeah.
And they just get up and start walking.
No, it's actually insane.
Yeah, animal birth is crazy.
Oh my God.
I know.
Have you been peeking? Have you been keeping up with the eagles and Big Bear?
No, what's going on?
Oh my God. Wait, okay, I forget their names, but there's two and there's like a webcam right by it.
Bald eagles?
Yeah. And obviously like there's not many of them. So everyone's like really invested in this couple. And they had eggs and like they didn't make it like multiple times,
but they
just had eggs again. And they'd be like buried in the snow, like trying to keep it warm. And then it was so sad when you found out like, when they realized like the eggs weren't like alive anymore. But they just had some and they just had.
Oh,
thank God.
No,
praise be.
Like,
praise
it, be. I was watching the live stream so invested, like teary eyed. When I was
oh my God,
it was like my little heart. They're in Big Bear.
Wow.
Can you go see them or they're like secluded?
I'm sure you can watch that. They're definitely secluded, but I'm sure
can we send them gifts?
Right?
Like, do they get them?
Like, what, like Hunger Games? Right? Like,
send them a galaxy on TikTok Live.
A galaxy.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's really cool. Bald eagles are like everywhere in Alaska. They're like pigeons out there.
Really?
When we went to, I went on a cruise with Zane and Heath and we went to Alaska and we got to like drive around in certain towns. I think we were in Juneau. We saw our first bald eagle on top of like a traffic light. And I was like, oh my gosh, I got to take a picture of this bald eagle. And then the tour guide is like, they're like pigeons here. Like, what do you mean they're like pigeons? We kept driving, bald eagle there, bald eagle there, bald eagle there. They're everywhere in
Okay,
Alaska.
Well, I'm glad they're somewhere.
Yeah.
I get why they're not in Big Bear.
I do get really like caught up on like videos of like them rescuing bald eagles, or it has like a broken beak and they're able to like 3D print like a bald eagle beak and like rehabilitate it. I love videos like that.
No, yeah.
Have you been to any tapings of any shows that you've liked?
Guys, we are on the same wavelength because yesterday on Basically Unfiltered, go subscribe, we were talking about game shows. Cut that. We were talking about game shows, and then right when we stopped recording, I go on my page and I saw you guys were at like Jeopardy or something.
Yeah, you're just at Masters Jeopardy.
And I was like, we were just talking about, I talked about Let's Make a Deal, and I was like, I know you were on that.
Yes. Yeah. Would you want to be on it?
Again?
Let's Make a Deal? Wait, you were on Let's Make a Deal?
Yes, we bonded over this when we first met.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I totally forgot about
this.
No,
I know.
Yes.
It's okay.
Yes.
My biggest flex. I like loved it, but it is so like long. And we were talking about the taxes and it's crazy. Like you can win a car and you don't know you have to have taxes.
Yes.
And luckily I feel like it's now more well known.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is crazy.
Yeah, the guy we know is an accountant for Jeopardy. So he's like the guy that writes the checks to the winners.
My friend did Jeopardy. Is that the Planko, right?
Planko.
The game Planko? Is that Jeopardy?
No, Jeopardy
is right.
Jeopardy is like categories, and
category
you have to say, what is...
See, I'm too dumb for that.
We went to the Masters. What? We didn't know a single goddamn thing. It
okay,
was
if y'all
crazy.
Don't know, oh my God,
well,
can
no,
you
this
imagine?
Was the Masters, so it's like PhD level. Like, you need to know about the 3rd century scrolls from, like, you know, European literature. It's insane. But the regular show, yeah, you're about 50-50. But the Masters we went to, we were just like... we're just happy to be here. Like,
wow.
Like the only question they asked was like a Taylor Swift song.
Yes, that was the only
where it's
one.
Like, like, she wears short skirts.
I wear t-shirts.
And of course, I'm sure they were stumped on that one.
She's cheer captain, She's cheer captain, and
I'm on the bleachers.
There you go.
Wow. So I got 1 point.
Yeah, there you would have won.
Wow.
I thought in my head though when they asked the question, I thought it was like I'm in the marching band.
I don't know.
Doesn't
the song.
She say that in the song that she's in the marching band?
Now I'm second guessing
my
Swiftie.
You're right. She was on the bleachers, but in my head.
In the music video, she is in band.
Oh, she doesn't really say marching band the whole time?
I could be wrong, though.
Okay.
But have you been to a taping of another show that, like, have you been to, like, a Jimmy Kimmel or any sort of, like, been in the audience for one of those big shows?
Drew Barrymore's show.
Okay.
That wasn't a game show, though.
How was that?
Were you guys guests on Drew Barrymore?
Remy was, so I was. That was a
class.
Oh, that's
cool. So a different experience. But no, I haven't just, like, attended.
Yeah.
Would you ever be, like, on. Even though it's the time commitment, But if you were asked to be like on like a big dating show or like Summer House or Big Brother, would you do it?
I always would want to say yes. I just like, I think I'm too boring.
Oh, stop.
No,
But do you think like, could you play the game? Meaning like the game, making alliances, getting people on your side, maybe doing a little backstabbing, like, or even traitors.
Traitors. I would love traitors. But I'm really bad at, sometimes I'm bad at lying like that.
Okay.
But I do feel like I have a really good, I think I loved traitors. I think I could do that.
Yeah.
I have a good intuition.
I would love to be on a game like that, yes, where it's like alliances, because I want to think I'm good at that, but then I'm like, where would I fall short?
And then you watch it back and I'm like, I'm dumb as fuck. Yes. Like, you're like, oh my God, it was so clear. Yeah. No, I actually really enjoyed that style of reality TV.
Yeah, I feel like I am bad at lying. Or like I could keep up with the lie, and then the more I'm talking about it, I just start like laughing because I'm know. I can't take myself, yes, seriously.
Or maybe that's your bit.
Maybe.
Where people are like, oh, you can't take him seriously. Yeah. I've even like, when Love Island was huge last year, everyone's like, well, you should be on it, you should be on it. And I was just like, the way I could never just live in a bikini like that,
right,
with camera, like that alone, no.
It would just
no.
have like awkward, silly music anytime no. I'm like walking around.
And all these girls are like so hot walking out, and I'd be like, no, I couldn't.
Do you find the men on those shows attractive though?
Even last year, like I feel like there's a few where I'm like, okay, you're hot, but I feel like when it's like the bombshell coming in, I'm like, really? Like,
yeah.
Like, really? Like,
they're like, they are a certain type of like dude.
Okay, justice for also the girls with Casa, because those guys were just like not it.
Casa?
Okay, y'all know. Justice for the girls.
Okay.
The guys got all these hot new girls coming in, and then the girls had you're supposed to have so much. I'm sorry, the Lord.
So
sorry.
Wait, if hot new girls come in, hot new guys should come in, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And the guys seemed very sweet, but the overarching feedback was like, yeah, you could have done better.
Oh, he wasn't.
They weren't.
They weren't, yeah.
They weren't it.
I was just like, really? Come on.
Mm. I would love to be like on Survivor though, I think.
Why could I see you on Survivor?
I don't know, but I want to be on Survivor when I'm like 45.
Do you guys watch Alone?
No. What's on Alone?
It's basically like real Survivor where you're by yourself. You're actually alone. And it's whoever lasts the longest in these like Arctic places.
Are they survivalists already?
You kind of just like apply to do it.
Okay.
And most of the people who win like have some sort of background, of course, with like just those types of skills or something like that. But yeah. And you're by yourself fully.
And how are they recording it?
They have all these cameras.
So it's just stationary cameras. It's not like there's actually even a crew there?
There's no crew. Every now and then,
they'll
do like health checkups, and they'll come in, and you have a walkie-talkie in case you're like, I'm done, or like there's an actual emergency. And then you'll be helicoptered out. So it's like what we thought Survivor was.
Right, right, right.
But like you're stuck. Like you have to get your own food. You have to, and then like you're like, and okay, so the main thing is if you make it to the end, you win like $500,000. Like it's a lot of money, right?
It's not bad.
It's pretty good. But you don't know what place you're in. You don't know how many people are still left.
Oh.
So you could be like the second one, and you could end one day, and then the person won the next day. Like you don't know where you are. You
or
don't
you
know
could
if
have won and been
people.
There for 6 months.
Yeah.
And, like you won a month ago.
That I think they like, once you win, they like,
oh, then they tell you.
They
okay.
like tell you that you won. But like you don't know if the other person is thinking about quitting the next, like you just don't know.
I'd be using that walkie-talkie, like I just want to talk to somebody.
No, literally,
like, just chat. I just need to get my mind off.
Can you read me some tweets?
Yeah, I
just... right. Hey, what's new in the universe?
Yeah, yeah, please.
Yeah,
please.
That's great. It's so interesting.
So what's your guilty pleasure show? Is it this show or
right now? No, I'll watch that if Ashley's watching it, and I'll be like invested. I've been watching, what is it, I think there's a new episode today. It's the Neighbors and Friends, Your Neighbors and Friends with John Hamm.
No.
Oh, it's so good.
Apple TV show?
I think it's Netflix.
Oh, John Hamm's in a new show.
Yes, it's so good.
Huh.
It's definitely like a...
Is it a drama, comedy?
It's like a dramedy.
Okay.
Kind of. It's really good. It's about like this like rich guy who like his life kind of goes to shit. And then, it's not a spoiler, but he like starts like stealing from his like rich friends.
Like oh, that sounds fun.
It's funny.
Is John Hamm the guy stealing?
Yeah, he's the main guy.
Oh, that's great.
I'm in.
Do like a, I think like, yeah, there's a new episode today. So like wait a few weeks or something and then just like binge watch.
What's it called?
It's like your Neighbors and Friends or something okay. like that. It's actually really good.
Love it. Is that your new bag? Is that a Birkin? What is that?
That's a Bottega.
You're not taking out your new Birkin that you got?
I like, in my head, it's a stock.
It's just like your prize position. No. You don't even want to like.
It's an investment piece, Matt. You don't wear it out.
It's art. No, I bought one in Tokyo. I felt weird because I was like, there's a fine line of me like showing expensive things online and also like, but I do love, I've always loved like designer stuff. But also I was like, it feels weird to like buy something and then show it on Instagram but not mention it. So do I like do that?
Yeah.
Do I like, but I like, I went vintage shopping in Tokyo and like I like bought one. So
was it easy to buy?
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know. I heard I got, like Birkins, it's like kind of a huge process. Oh, but because this was a vintage one, it was a little bit
yeah,
easier.
It was like a secondhand one. But this one, or this one, I looked as if it was there. This one was, yeah, like Japan's very, they have so much like consignment shops or like secondhand things. So you can pick out whatever color you want. It's just the price is a lot higher than if you were to get it in the store.
Oh, okay.
But in the store, it's like a Rolex. So if you were to go and be like, I want a brown, like a Rolex that's plated, whatever, like, you don't just get it. You can't just buy it.
Yeah, you have to create a relationship with them. And you're also going to be there for like hours, too.
Exactly.
It's like buying a car.
It's like a long, 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 long process. So, yeah, Birkins are just like Rolexes in that sense. And then obviously, if you get offered a really nice one, you're like, I'm going to take it. But if you were to buy that secondhand, they would like up the price so much because it's very rare.
What year is your Birkin? Do you have much information about it?
I think it was like 20... I want to say it was like 2014 or something.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah,
it's a great investment.
They have all the info.
The Birkins like outperform the S&P 500.
Have you been seeing that?
Yeah.
It's like 14 something percent. It's crazy. Crazy. Yeah.
And the Birkin's named after that actress, Jane Birkin, right?
Yeah, she was on a flight and she was sitting next to...
The Hermes's CEO.
Yeah, crazy.
And she was complaining how she didn't feel like she had like a just a good utility bag.
Yeah.
And he like sketched it there
up
on the plane.
The history is like really cool. But yeah, they started with like saddles for horses.
Oh yeah. Really? Mm-hmm. Hermes is like big in the equestrian world.
Yeah.
Big time.
But
is this the one that you wanted, or did you go into the store knowing like this is the one I want, or were you like, let me just see what they have and I'll...
I was like, let me see what they have. They have so many options. Like,
really?
Like Japan's a great place to like,
you could buy,
a Rolex.
Yeah,
like,
so you buy a watch there too.
They have a lot of options.
Well, congratulations. It's a beautiful
bag.
Thank
you. I mean, it is just a bag, but it is, I would hope.
And you named it? Would you name it?
Riri.
Riri, after Rihanna?
Lala and Riri.
Who's Lala and Riri?
They're like those little characters.
Like Sunny Angels?
No. Oh, I did do a Labubu unboxing before coming here.
A Labubu unboxing?
Yeah, what's Popmart just sent me the new ones.
Are these Sunny? Lala, Riri, Lala, Bubu.
No, I can't. I like, Remy has changed my life. Like, I used to be like, Remy, like, what are these little, like, half naked babies?
How many do you have now? I feel like you guys are crossing the line.
No, I've officially crossed the line.
How many do you own?
I don't know. I need to get a display. I told Remy, like, she should turn one of her bathrooms, like the guest bathroom, into just like a Sunny Angel shrine. I was like, that's funny, you know?
Do they make life-size ones?
Yeah, but to me, those are creepy.
Oh, wow.
Wow, the voice shift, quaking, wow.
And, what was the Labubu unboxing?
They're these little, like, monsters with, like, fuzzies. You've probably seen them.
Okay, they're
big in Asia.
They're hairy?
It's like they're wearing a little, like, fuzzy onesie basically.
Got
but like
it.
A lot of people like put it on their bag or put it on their backpack or like whatever, but they collect them.
Okay,
so the second hand guys, we're learning math, the second hand, like, they go for a lot because they're rare, you know?
Right.
They're like hard to get.
Well,
but they
badass.
Sent me, I know, I literally was like, oh my god, they sent me some, this is crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty.
I got one at Remy's birthday and it was Sunny Angel, the carrot one, and I've been wanting to stick it on my Kindle, but it's kind of just creepy in the middle of the night.
But
I'm
like
reading and it's just this
but when you
know
it makes you happy.
It does make me happy.
And when you see someone else, you're like,
where are the Sunny Angels from? Are they from like a land? Are they grown like Cabbage Patch Kids? Like, what?
They're cherubs. That's all I know.
Cherubs. Oh,
yeah.
They're cherubs.
That's why they're naked.
Okay.
Little angels.
But they're... Okay. But they're... Yeah. Are they babies? Do they grow up? Do they...
Aren't all cherubs babies?
I guess. Or is a cherub like just an... Is it a baby that died?
No, I don't think so. I think it's like a baby
they,
angel.
Are they like lost babies that like died?
Wait,
and that's why they're
really
angels?
Sad. I think they're just angel babies, right?
Yeah, but how did like the baby become an angel?
Should we
or
look
is
it
like waiting to like come to Earth? Like,
in my head, they just like...
Yeah, they're just
cute.
Their own
should
thing.
We ask? Should we ask? Hold on.
Yeah,
a cherub?
What are cherubs? And then what are Sunny Angels, the little collectible toys? Where are they from in like terms of their... universe of Sunny Angels? Let's see if we get an answer, because I'm genuinely curious.
And they've been around for like 20 years. They just had the 20th anniversary.
Really?
Yeah. So they're kind of, they remind me of precious moments. What, like the little statues you'd collect.
Did you go to multiple stores for the Hermes bag, or did you find like us, like how did you do the research to find the right store?
Yeah, we went to multiple ones that we knew sell them.
Was it like a good experience? Were they like treating you nicely?
Yeah,
and
I would
like,
say, I mean, but everyone's nice in like Japan.
But like if you go to like a Rolex store now.
Oh, they're like.
They're like, you say, hey, do you have anything in stock? No.
Yeah.
Like you have nothing. You tell me if I'm Leonardo DiCaprio, you don't got a watch back there for
and
me.
And they do.
100%. There was a guy who did like a, to prove that Rolex actually has watches and to show that like they only really want to give it to rich people is he pretended to be a famous person and he just wore a hat and sunglasses and hired paparazzi to follow him into like Century City Mall or something.
No, like,
that'll do it.
And
truly?
Then he like went into the store and they were like, oh yes, sir. What can we get for you? And he went, he had gone earlier in the day as like himself, nothing. And then he got exactly what he wanted when he went as a celebrity.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And then they'll just be like, oh, we have these available, but you know, they have more, but it's like, these are available to you. And it's so weird because it's like, I'm curious how long that model will last, but I know you guys don't care. I know Chanel's.
I do care. We care.
No, I know. It's just, it's so girly pop. I'm like, I know Chanel's like trying to do that a little more now where it's like, you can only get, they're like more popular bags. You can only get so many a year. And, they're like trying to do it like you have to have an appointment now versus before you.
Oh my God.
Which you can still walk in. I don't know. It's a very interesting tactic.
The Rolex is a new phenomenon. It used to be, it was COVID that like changed the Rolex side of things. It used to be like, I have friends in New York. They got a Rolex in 2017 and they would like give you a free one if you bought one. It's like buy one, get one free.
What?
Because I mean, they just weren't as like,
the demand.
They just weren't as hype as they are now. Like Rolex is so hyped right now. A lot of these like, people got their COVID stimulus money and then it was just like this spiral. But yeah, I have like friends who got their Rolex in 2017 and they got like a discount on it because they were just like,
I just want the purchase time to like, let's wrap it up and I want to go. Like buying, and I'm saying, like, what if I'm
sorry,
buying?
Nothing available.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like,
it's an experience, but when I'm buying
something so expensive, I just want to like press the button and like get it because then I don't know, like.
They want to bring it out, put the white gloves on, try it on.
Yeah. It's just me and like how impulsive I am with like buying something that like
I'm
big.
Sure you're not
I'm just
on,
like, let's go.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not on this side of TikTok, but obviously with all the tariffs and stuff that have been happening, like, China were like, oh, we're gonna fuck up your whole, like, props to them, this was such a good comeback. They were like, oh, so all your luxury stuff that like you think is made here is actually made from us. So they've been doing like videos showing like, so everyone's just like, oh, like the luxury market's like all fake, da 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 da.
Like, this is where we make Lululemon. This is where we make Nikes. This is where we make Louis Vuitton
bags. So now everyone's buying through. And it's like, this is, you know how before it was like, let's try to find the manufacturer who makes
going
restoration
through like all
of
Temu or Alibaba and like finding
like
the real
trying to find the real manufacturer. They're making TikToks being like, this is the manufacturer that makes Lululemon. So just buy it directly through us. So it's like, it's kind of like iconic that they're doing that.
Yeah, it's like brokers who are like, if you want, you can just hit me up and I know that this is for sure where they do. It's still, I don't know if it's like 100% confirmed still.
That's the thing. I'm like, obviously shop at your own risk, but everyone's like, oh, I'll just like buy my Birkin through that, which like.
Right. But then you'll never really know if it's real.
But even like cars, like they say it's, you know, even BMWs like aren't fully made in Europe. Like it's like, so in that sense, it's like, I'm sure it's like that.
It is fun to see though, like, someone do their Lululemon haul and it's like, I got all this for $12 and it's like $1,000 worth of Lululemon stuff because they just sell it for a dollar to you and you just buy it.
Well,
it's
even
amazing.
When Ash and I had a clothing brand, we learned so much just from like that process of like how many, there's so many middlemen who like take a cut. So like the prices, just to have a margin where you actually profit something to pay for your employees is actually like, anyone who has a small business understands this, but like, I just learned so much through that process that now seeing this, I'm like, oh my God. Like them just being like, yeah, these are the manufacturers. It's crazy.
Yeah. That's where it's all sourced from.
Yeah.
In terms of the Sunny Angel things.
Oh yeah. Let's get back to
the Sunny Angels. They're not dead babies. They're not dead babies.
Okay. I didn't think so. I would hope not. They're just so happy.
In the lore and canon, a Sunny is a boy angel who brings happiness. He lives in a warm, sunny place and he loves watching over people and cheering them up. That's the whole lore. No dark twists.
And they do. When you're mad, just look at it. And it's like, the smiles.
They're all boys.
They are. If you look close, they are.
Oh, they have a little. Are there just a little penis?
Yeah.
Just a little.
That's why I kind of like the clothed ones.
Yeah, cover that up.
Yeah, but I guess cherubs are like, you know. It is a little. I kind of wish they were girls, but it's okay.
Sorry to go back to Korea. You guys met up with that influencer, Max.
We love him. Max, not beer, shout out. Obsessed.
Big fan of Max. I didn't meet him when I was in Korea, but before I was going, I was just watching tons of TikToks, and I was just a massive fan of his TikToks. All of he's this like white guy who lives out there in South Korea and speaks fluent Korean. Like impressive.
Even Remy's mom was like, "Wow, you're like so good." Like Remy's mom's fluent in Korean, It was so funny because we'd go out to we were just talking about how like you meet people for the first time on a podcast or something and you're not sure if you're gonna click. We like get dinner with him and instantly we click so much that we're like, what are you doing tomorrow? Let's like go shopping. Like literally like became friends instantly. And it was funny because anytime we were out, people would always look to like Remy's mom or Remy to like translate for us. And then he so beautifully like speaks for, and we're just like, this is crazy. I was like, that's such a cool flex. It's so fun when
you have a friend who like lives there and they're able to translate everything and they're also able to answer all your curiosity like about like, well, what is this? Why are people doing that? Or what's this? They're able to explain it all for you.
Yes. And I will say, Japan, I feel like people, not that they speak English more, I think as a tourist, if you're going for your first time, it's easier to get around.
Yes.
In Japan than Korea, because even like they don't have Uber in Korea, they have like their I think it's the Naver app or something.
Yeah.
It is a little harder to communicate, so it's very nice having someone there who like speaks. But he does like he'll do trips where like people come and like book a slot and they all like go on a trip together. Like he's so cool.
Next time I go, I want to like hit him up.
Hit him up. Oh my god.
That's just so cool that you guys got to like, it was just like my favorite like dream collab. I didn't like
No, and it's funny because Remy's mom from day, she's like the only two people she's ever told Remy like you should be friends with them was me, which she always is like, I called it that you'd be friends with Alicia. Yes, before Remy and I were even friends, she was like, I think you should hang out with Alicia. She seems like a cool girl. And I'm like, oh, I passed the mom test, because we all know the mom test is the real test. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Moms know. They just know. And then when we met Max, she was like, the only other person I've thought that about is Max. And me and him are sitting next to each other. We're like, we're so honored. But yeah, he's such a gem. Hit him up for sure.
I had some questions. It's influencer to influencer questions.
Yeah.
Your voiceovers that you record on TikTok, like of when you do trips and stuff, are very, very good. How do you, are you using to edit that? And how do you record that? And what's your process?
So I'll record it in a mini mic.
In a mini mic first.
To my notes app. Or to my not notes app. Sorry, my voice recording. Memos app. Voice memo app.
Voice memo app. Without the footage edited first.
Footage is edited. And then I'll watch it while I do the voiceover. But I could play one for you now. They're usually like 5 minutes long, and I'm like, fuck.
Okay.
Like I mess up all the time.
But you also are not editing on your phone, right? You're editing on the computer.
No, I send it to an employee who does social stuff for me. So okay, I just send her like the 7 minute. I'm always like, sorry, Marissa. I'm always like, oh my God, let me restart. I'm like, this is so all over the place. But she's amazing, and she'll piece it all together.
But you're watching the footage and then trying to narrate it while you're watching it.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the voice memo app, the app that's on your phone.
Yeah. And then she'll usually bring it into whether it's TikTok or Final Cut or something and like piece it all together.
Brilliant. Does Remy do the exact same thing? Same process?
I don't know exactly, but I think so pretty much.
Okay.
But also she's like so good at, she'll just like whip out her phone, film a TikTok, boom, post it. And I'm like, could never be me.
Yeah, I gotta like to sit down with my content and like tinker with it and like make sure I'm not missing anything. I can't do stuff like on the fly.
And then I'm like, what? I get like decision paralysis. And I'm like, well, what sound do I do with this? And like even Coachella, I was just like, I'm like, okay, like what sound do I do? Yeah. Like, and she's like, oh, do this one. I'm like, how do you? You're so good at this. Like, you're such a good natural like influencer.
Do you and Remy like then swap strategies and stuff like that pretty often, or do you?
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of times where I'll be like, can you help me direct this? And then the other day she's like, can you help me with a thumbnail? And I'm like, easy, I got you.
Gotcha.
Like, I can help you,
you
with that.
You guys help each other out wherever you need.
Yeah, we definitely compliment each
other. Sometimes you just need someone else's opinion. Like, it could be perfect, but you're just like, I have no idea if this works at all. And someone's just like, yeah, it's great. You're like, oh, thank God. Like, that's all you need.
1,000%.
Yeah.
And then another question I had. This is so silly. When you're traveling internationally, battery life is like such a big thing because you're filming so much content. Yeah. What do you have for a spare battery? Are you like, do you have like the big one and you just connect it to your phone, or do you have a battery pack?
Okay, so Heath actually got me onto this. I'll send you the link. I'll send you my affiliate link.
Please.
It's a portable battery, but it's meant for camping, so it's so light. It's like carbon fiber. Yes, it's so light, but it actually is like, because obviously you don't want to have so much stuff on your back when you're like hiking and stuff or like camping.
Yeah.
But it's It'll do a few charges, and it's so nice.
But is it connected to the phone, or are you like holding it around? Okay, yeah. Got it.
So I just, especially because I have my little Octobuddy thing, it'll just like stick to it, and I'm just kind of hold it.
Yeah, because your sister had one of those.
Yes, I love them.
And they were really great. Mm-hmm. But I've been just like curious about you on the go and getting your content.
I will say I love, I think they're the Anchor ones that have the built-in cord. Okay. So it's nice to just be like, the cord's here.
Yep.
I don't have to bring another cord. And then it usually has like different kinds. So if someone has an older iPhone, like they can still use it. I will say though, I hate filming on my phone because the battery.
Yeah.
I'm constantly going through
it. Drains it.
So in Asia, this is a lot, but like it works for my ADHD brain. I have to have everything separate. So I have my vlog camera and I'll put like a wristlet thing on it. So I have that on my wrist. I have my phone usually like in my pocket. And then I had the DJI, the Osmo 3.
Yes. The one that like is that little stick and it can film horizontal, vertical.
And I kind of use that more for in Asia as any B-roll or vertical stuff. And it made it so easy because I'm like, this is for my vlog. This is for vertical.
Oh, that's great.
And then versus my phone, if I have multiple clips, I just get so overwhelmed that I don't even like.
Looking at that photo library also is like, which was the right take?
Exactly.
And now I got to airdrop.
And then you have to go through each one. So I feel like
You got your system down.
I have my system down. I have a lot on my wrists. I have like my phone, then I have my camera, and then I have the Osmo. Like I do have a lot.
I love that Osmo one too. I love how discreet it is too in public. Yeah. So you don't feel like too aggressive, like I'm vlogging this.
Which,
you're just like, I just have this stick in my hand and you don't know what I'm doing.
Exactly. It's very low key, especially if you're shy in public. I also just bought Newer just came out with it. They do a lot of like photo accessories and stuff, but it has an attachment to it where you can just put a light on it and it's magnetic. So there's a little light that can go above that.
Oh, that's great.
And it's really nice.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm such like a tech nerd. Like I love like buying like accessories for my cameras.
Yeah, like the new little like gizmo or gadget.
Yeah, that like, can, like
have you ever done like a proper review of like a camera?
Yeah, actually, I have a Canon sponsorship that I need to film today.
I feel like you'd be so good at that. Just like explaining the features, why you like it, how the battery life is, how to use it.
I will say like, especially in the photography world, there's like such like professional like videographers and photographers. And I'm like, as a creator, this is what I like and use. So I do think there's like a whole different, like there's so many.
Some cameras get so complex where if like you're shooting
I don't
like
need
a Sony
8K.
A7S2, it's
variable
just like,
f-stop.
It's like trying to use Photoshop to edit a photo. You're just like, how do I just even get to brightness?
Yeah.
Like it's
exactly.
too complex.
Exactly. So I feel like I'm the Canva to Photoshop. Yeah. like, we need a little like, you know, so yeah, I do love that
stuff. What do you edit? I know that you have an editor, but like if you were to edit like on your phone, what app are you using? Do you
probably
use CapCut?
Yeah. Or in the app, honestly.
Have you used CapCut desktop?
Wait, okay, no, but I've seen tutorials and I'm like, damn, Final Cut needs to kind of like,
I know, I love Final Cut and I do CapCut desktop.
Even just
now.
Like filters or like
captions.
Captions, that's something I
and
need to
get
better.
And it knows that this video is going to go onto TikTok. They're very good about giving you like your aspect ratios or like where's this going to be.
Before like, you used to have to flip it. Like, yeah, I do think there's a whole new. I just saw that the creator of Canva, like it's priced at like $3 billion.
Jeez.
Good isn't
for
that
them.
Amazing? Good for, and it's a girl, which I fucking love. But I was just like, that's crazy that, and so many people would have been like, no, there's Photoshop for that. We don't need that. But like, there is a whole other demo of people who are like, I just need something easy.
Easy.
Right. Like, have templates of fonts. Like,
preloaded,
$3 billion.
Because I remember like back, like, it was like PowerPoint was so easy to like just edit, like, just anything graphic wise. And then anytime you try to use a more complicated software, it would just like discourage you.
Even,
and then Canva was like the perfect blend.
Perfect.
And you can access it on any computer too.
Perfect. Even, like channel banners, remember you'd have to like find
the
ratio and make it was so hard. I saw that recently. I was like, that's so sick.
One thing though about CapCut and like a lot of those apps, and you pointed this out recently, like the subscription models on them on your phone though.
Oh
like,
yeah.
CapCut, it's like $10 a month or
$3
like 30
a
for
week.
The year. The options they give you on your payment plans is like, they could be screwing over people.
Okay,
well, with it.
This might get me in trouble with Apple, but we need a better system, okay? They just raised their price again. We got people on our Patreon being like, whoa, it's like now it's more expensive or something. They like raised their prices, but it's cheaper for the user if you, for instance, Patreon, if you go to patreon.com on a desktop and sign up versus doing it on your phone because
on
then
the
Apple
App Store,
takes
30%.
Because purchases
they take 30% from the App Store.
It's crazy. And like no one talks about it.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of times like in gaming, like where you have to pay for something within a game, you have to buy tokens, and then those tokens are used for the actual purchase.
And you buy the tokens outside of the App Store.
Oh, yes. I didn't know that.
That's why, because Apple has this whole like control over in-app purchases, and they
which I get. However, it's like, come on.
But I think that's silly. If I'm able to just to buy a product off of Amazon that's actual like cash that I'm buying through it, I don't get why like through an editing software or games, it becomes more complicated, or Patreon as well.
Yeah, yeah. It was very, and then it feels, obviously it's so much work to be like, hey guys, like go to desktop and then do that. Like it feels very like there's a lot
there. Apple knows that it's easier to just do it in the app. But like New York Times subscriptions, even like dating app subscriptions, anything that you're on.
Okay,
you're,
so now I need to.
You're paying. But what Matt said is like the New York Times also.
But what? I don't think I talked to you about it, but say what you're about to say.
Basically the New York Times also, this is how I discovered it. When you sign up for the New York Times, it could be like $30 for the year. And then when your year renewal is up, the auto renewal is set to $250 for the year. But if you go into your Apple subscriptions and you just scroll through like your list of subscriptions, the amount of different New York Times year costs, there's a $30 a year, there's a $50 a year, there's a $250 a year. All you need to do is just go into your subscription and pick the plan that is the cheapest one, and then you'll get the cheapest one.
But the $250 a year all access, I think, is not just the games. It's your access to the New York Times.
Like, but they automatically do that? Like you don't know that.
It was so, like I noticed it because I just checked and I was like, renewal $250 a year. Get out of here. I'm
not
doing
that.
yeah, truly. It looks like now they might have actually fixed that. Maybe my TikTok triggered something.
Did you make one?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So it used to have like 100 different variations where you would just pick different ones.
And so you want to believe it's just a glitch, but then it's like, that's so sus that like, you know.
Oh yeah.
That's so sus. Yeah. I will say too, Apple has made it a little better to like how you can't go to your subscriptions or like when you want, it's like when you delete an app from your thing, it's like, do you want to cancel the subscription too?
Yes,
thank God. Thank God.
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, finding your subscriptions is also not easy on the, they don't make it like very clear. You have to go to like settings, then tap on your name, which doesn't look like it's tappable, and then tap subscriptions.
Yes.
The iCloud thing. Oh my God, yeah.
I get so paranoid about like subscriptions all the time where I'm like, is there something I'm paying for that I do not know?
Yeah. No, there's no, 1,000% Rocket Money.
But CapCut is, Matt likes to edit on his phone and I just don't understand
anymore.
Yeah, I feel like editing
it
on the computer
on the video.
Is so much easier.
Even my, Marissa, the girl who helps me with stuff, she's younger, so she's like Gen Z. So when she would come over and she'd be like editing on her phone, I'm like, how do you do it?
Yeah, it seems
I'm like,
so,
that bo- like so that, tedious. I can't do it. She's like, oh my God, it's so easy. Then I introduced her to Final Cut. And then now she's like, I don't know how I did everything on my phone. Okay. And I'm like, it's just even just getting off my phone. Like I'm on it so much already. I don't want to edit for 3 hours on there. And then my thumbs are like, they're not even big, but I fucking like hit shit. Yeah. And then I'm just like, oh my God. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A mouse is just still such a great way to like.
I love the shortcuts on the keyboard.
Oh my God.
A little moment.
I always want to like master them down.
You know what a Stream Deck is?
Okay. Yes, but I don't like, tell me.
Basically it's like another keyboard, but it's like
the
digital, has
buttons,
all the
right?
screen. You can do 6,
like
12,
screen,
24. Yeah,
right?
But each button is its own little screen, and you can set up shortcuts for like in Final Cut, for example. I have like a cut, speed up, slow down, and it's like anything that you would do, Command V, Command C, whatever, you map that to this, and then you don't even have to look, and you can do it all with one hand instead of two. It can like open apps for you, it can close apps.
So it's an easier. Got it. Because the shortcuts are obviously set in stone. Like you can't change those.
Right.
But that you
but
can
you
like
map
customize.
Them to. Yeah. And then you can like put little images on there. So it's like fast forward, rewind, cut,
icons,
total cut.
There.
Yeah.
I love that.
Stream Deck is.
I have a Stream Deck, but I've never used it because
I asked
Patricia for Christmas for a Steam Deck.
Oh.
And she bought me a Stream
Deck.
A Steam Deck is, you know, Steam is like a. It's if you play PC games, it's where you buy all the games.
Okay.
It's like it's the game.
It's like a video game console for PC games.
Okay.
Pretty much. And then they made like a Nintendo Switch kind of version where it's like a handheld thing and it's called a Steam Deck.
Poor Patricia.
And she was
She's like so
deck.
Excited for you to
I was
open
like,
it.
Thank you, babe. Not what I wanted.
But you still have the
Stream
Deck.
I thought it was just for like streaming though.
That's how it started. It used to be for people who are live streaming like on Twitch. They pick their camera angles or they like mute their audio, but then people realize you can use this for more things. I use it every day.
Okay, I've wanted to buy one because I'm like, I want my setup, and my tech self is like, I want the best.
I'll
but I was like, I don't know how I would utilize it, but knowing you can custom, because I thought it was just like, it would be like YouTube or iTunes, like it seemed more like.
I will
apps.
Send you a video when I get home of my setup, and you'll be like, oh, this thing is amazing.
Are you an iPad girly?
No, I wish. I want to be.
Same. I want to be an iPad person, too.
I like texting on my iPad a lot. It makes just texting, like, easier and, like, my notes and stuff because I can get off my phone and I feel like I can.
Yeah.
Because my Mac is my laptop, but I don't like having text on my laptop.
I get that. I love it because I can type fast. So I'm just like, can tell when I reply on a computer versus my phone because it's like so much.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I keep wanting to be an iPad girly, even just for my kids' sake. Because for the first time, I'm like, oh, how did people do that? Or with AI and shit. And I'm like, I need to learn this so I can help my kids.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be like, Mom, ew, you don't know how to do this. And there's the way you can do so much now on iPad. There was even Final Cut for iPad. Like, you can do so much. And I'm like, I need to.
Oh, I know. Sometimes I feel like I'm a very tech savvy guy, but there are times where I'm like, dude, is there something I don't know?
I'm struggling to comprehend.
Or even when I'm on TikTok apps or even just editing on TikTok, there are things where I'm like, I don't even know how to do that.
Speaking of edits, Instagram just came out with a new app called Edits, which is like their CapCut essentially.
Have you used it?
I haven't yet, but I'm going to.
Do you have to pay for it?
I don't think so.
No. I think it's like in the same way TikTok has like an editor. That's like CapCut. You can do it with Instagram now.
Yeah. So I'm going to try that and see if it's, you know.
Let us know.
When you're like, this is a random question. When you're eating like lunch or dinner by yourself, are you watching a YouTube video or like playing something?
Okay. So they say you're like not supposed to, but absolutely.
Okay.
Who says you're not supposed to?
It's supposedly like better for your digestion and like to like, I don't know.
But this is where I have an iPad that I never use. So what I've started to do is I put my iPad on my dinner table. And I open it up before I eat. So instead of browsing YouTube on my phone to like watch my video while I eat on my phone, it's a much better experience.
It's like
you get
a TV.
You get a bigger screen and I feel like I'm not on my phone and I don't have text on my iPad either. So I'm like, I'm in the zone, which.
That's the one thing I hate now. What? It's just like everyone knows you're so accessible.
Yeah.
And like if you're gone for 5 minutes, like where were you? And I'm like, I just want to eat in silence.
Yeah.
I just want to eat. Which like that comes down to me to having better boundaries. I have gotten way better at using my do not disturb. If I'm having a mental day and I can just tell I'm going to get triggered by any little thing, I'll just put do not disturb. So if you ever see it, just know, she's not doing good today.
So yeah, I used to not.
I'm sorry.
So you display when you're on do not disturb.
Yeah, like if someone goes to text me, it'll be like, Alicia, she's on do not disturb.
That's the best feature they included.
And it's just
I got a wife. She's like, or like Patricia will be like, you're on do not disturb.
Can still like send it where it's still alert.
Notify anyway. Yeah. I do that with Matt all the time. Yeah, I'm always hitting notify anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, that when it like, I used to not have it turned on where nobody knows that I'm on do not disturb. Yeah. And then you kind of look like a dick when you don't respond.
And it's better because I feel like if I go to text someone and they have do not disturb, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I'm not expecting a response right
yes.
now.
But sometimes I think it's like, maybe their iCloud is weird on their
computer.
Like
their
iPad is on do not disturb. And so it always says do not disturb.
I mean, I have some friends who they just constantly have it on.
Yeah.
Which like, I get that too. It does help my anxiety though. Like if I'm anxious, I'll put it on and then I'm like, no one can touch me.
Yeah, 100%.
And then it's my choice to reply if I want to.
You also could always say, I was filming something. I'm doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Like I'm on a call.
It's weird how like our minds.
Sometimes I'll wait days to like respond to text though. If it's not urgent, but sometimes it's like a really like dense text that like requires a response and I feel guilty about it, but like
this relationship is not working out. I'm hoping like I'll get back to that
I have
later.
Like two I need to respond to.
No, and then they hang over your head and you're like, why didn't I just do it sooner? Because then I would be fine.
Yeah,
I get it.
I know.
Yeah.
It's tough. Well, Alicia, this
Damn it.
Is...
Oh, it's already over?
I know.
Damn, time.
It's really time flies when we have Alicia on the show.
I love coming on here.
Well, it's been a total treat having you. Is there anything you would like to plug? I know that we talked about your tour dates that are going to be coming. Anything else?
Honestly, that is like our focus right now. So, yeah, whether you're on the West Coast or the East Coast, keep following Pretty Basic for updates. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, you're the best. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. If you like this episode, please leave a comment, like it, subscribe, leave a review.
What should they comment?
Reviews help so much. What should they comment?
Yeah.
We love Alicia.
Guys, love Alicia. I would never say to do that. But
I'm
if you
saying
want
it.
To.
Say we love Alicia.
Well, thank you so much, Alicia.
And we'll see you next time, everyone.
Toodles.
Bye.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here.
right now. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue, the $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal, each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's. For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.